so many people are taught to not express their emotions, that they should just keep it to themselves, be a man, suck it up, nobody cares. And how many people out there are just like suffering in silence and just normalizing what not great feels like, normalizing the headaches, normalizing the backaches. Western medicine's great at taking apart things, but where the area of opportunity is they don't really put it back together that well. It's really just, let's take things apart really well.
This is Vibe Science, a top 100 wellness podcast presented by the Radcast Network, breaking wellness barriers and making health truly personal. Here's your host, Ryan Alford.
Hello, and welcome to Vibe Science. I'm Ryan Alford, your co-host, joined by my friend and co-host down in Miami, Chris Hansen. What's up, Chris?
What's up, Ryan? How are you today, bro?
Hey, we're going to try to keep the vibes high today. That's why we got Vinny Crispino. What's up, Vinny?
What's going on, guys? Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, man. I couldn't get the pain game out of my head. I don't know why. Like the pain academy. But once I heard the word pain, you know, it's like, all right, yes. I know we're talking about relief more than anything, but as one, yep. But discomfort leads to comfort sometimes. So, great to have you, brother.
Unfortunately, most times.
Yeah. At least in my, I like to sort of cause my own pain before I get to the other side. I think we're self-sabotaging as humans that way, aren't we?
Man, we're really damn good at that. We are highly skilled without any like blueprints, nobody showing us how to do it. We're also really good at that.
My wife would say I have a black belt in it.
Yeah, man, it's we're quite skillful when it comes time to sabotage.
Yes. Let's set the table. What led to Pain Academy? And let's talk a little bit of your story, Vinny.
Yeah, so I'll kind of give you just a quick background. I never cared about movement until I couldn't. So I was a Division I collegiate athlete, 8-time All-American for swimming. You know, I had 30-something Colorado State records. My only experience with my body was just pushing it and it working well and it performing. I only got faster. I only got stronger. So it wasn't until I had this catastrophic, you know, life-changing injury, breaking my back in a surfing accident, where I had a completely different experience with my body. I mean, it was a life-changing moment where the things that helped me be successful in sport were the things that were my demise in rehabbing an injury. This no pain, no gain, pushing through it, mind over matter, just the grit. That doesn't work well when you have a catastrophic failure like breaking your back. And so, you know, I went from being this, you know, world-class elite athlete. I had, like most kids, you know, dreams of going to the big dogs, right? The big leagues of the Olympics. And all of that was just taken away from me in a moment. You know, I wiped out on a surfboard. My lower back hit a rock. I suffered a T12 fracture, multiple herniations, severe nerve damage. I lost feeling in my left leg. And from that moment, probably my story is a lot like most people.
So guys, when you start a new business, it can be overwhelming. Whether it's a wellness brand, a product you believe in, or even launching a podcast like this one, suddenly you're responsible for everything. The product, the brand, the website, the logistics, all of it. That's why having the right platform behind you makes such a big difference. For a lot of founders and entrepreneurs, that platform is Shopify. Shopify powers millions of businesses around the world and about 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., from well-known brands to people launching their very first product. One thing I like is how much it helps me simplify the process. Design your online store with ready-to-use templates that make your brand look polished right away. Shopify also has built-in AI tools that can write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance product photos, which saves founders a ton of time. If you ever hit a wall trying to figure something out, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 customer support is there to help you keep moving. Start your business today with the industry's best business partner, Shopify, and start hearing. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/vibe. That's shopify.com/VIBE. Hey, what's up, guys? Everybody that knows me knows I am an energy and caffeine guy. I'm pretty straightforward when it comes to caffeine. I want it to work, and I want it to taste good without a bunch of extra nonsense. That's why I've been using the Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. The flavor is clean, fruity, and surprisingly good. Kind of like a classic candy taste, but without the guilt. It's a zero-sugar option that actually satisfies when you want something sweet. And Fruity Rainbow is just one option. 5-Hour Energy has 17 different tasty caffeine flavors, so there's a lot to choose from depending on what you're in the mood for. What I really appreciate is how simple it is. A lot of flavor, but in a small 2-ounce bottle. It's easy to keep in the bag, the car, or even at the office without carrying around a bulky drink. Fruity Rainbow happens to be my current favorite, but the full lineup is solid. If you're looking to change up your caffeine routine, get candy-flavored chaos with Fruity Rainbow 5-Hour Energy Shots. Available online at 5hourenergy.com or Amazon.
Which is, man, when you're in pain, what do? You go see the experts, and each person you go to has got a different opinion and a different strategy and a different protocol, and you just spend so much damn time and money on band-aids and patch-up jobs and quick fixes. And, you know, years after my herniations healed, years after the fracture healed, MRIs were looking okay, and I was just getting worse. You know, I was in my 30s, or I was in my 20s, and man, if what they say is true, which is the body doesn't get better with age, you know, it's not like we get looser and stronger as we age. If this is how I felt in my mid 20s, oh my God, I couldn't imagine what 30 would feel like, and 40 and 50 if this problem got worse. So this is what led me down this really long path of healing, of figuring out what works and what doesn't work. And, you know, I eventually took this problem into my own hands because all of the resources that I had at my fingertips were not helping me. I put myself back through school. I started to learn exercise physiology, how the body works, and how the hell do you put the pieces together after a life-changing injury like this? And one thing led to another. I started to feel a little bit better myself. I started to attract other people who were in pain, started to help them. And just one person at a time, man, my methodology grew, and it just started to spread like wildfire. And now my program's online and it's worldwide, and I get to help. I think we've got like some 12,000 people who have gone through my program and have had a substantially life-changing experience with my process. So breaking my back was like the worst thing that ever happened. And like most pain, it leads us towards something deeper and towards something meaningful. And I now get to share my story and my life and my method with people all over the world who need it.
Vinny, it's really interesting. Like, first thing I like to say is, until you're in pain, like we take a lot of things for granted, right? Yeah. Like we walk around, we get up and you have your normal stuff. Oh, my head hurts a little bit today, or, you know, as you're getting older and things like that. But you don't really understand, and especially like maybe growing up as children, like, you know, I mean, obviously they go through painful experiences, but like just generally speaking, we take our health and lack of discomfort every day for granted. And yeah, it's really hard, I think, for someone that's never had that to totally understand it. And then it's also hard for someone once you're in it to ever see when you'll come out on the other side once it lingers. And it's, I imagine you had just moments of absolute despair in there from what I'm hearing.
Yeah, man. I mean, both of those things are true. If you've never been in it, it's really hard to even contemplate, you know, like how you need to brush your time, your bathroom schedule to your, you know, you got to brush your teeth and take a shower all in the same go, because getting on and off the floor is a nightmare. I mean, these are things that like we take our mobility for granted all the time, and we don't care about this. Like I started off with, you don't care about it until you just can't. And then for those people who are in it, it's hard. I mean, it's hard because, you know, and I don't want to go off on a rant here, but like so many people are taught to not express their emotions, that they should just keep it to themselves, you know, be a man, suck it up, nobody cares. And how many people out there are just like suffering in silence and just normalizing what not great feels like, you know, normalizing the headaches, normalizing the backaches, normalizing, I can't really work too hard in the gym, or if I train more than 2 times a week, I'll train myself back into my next injury. Whether it's significant and severe, like going from a moment of being an elite athlete to a catastrophic life-changing injury, or it's just like this slow drip of your quality of life starts to go down. Maybe you start to like push away intimacy from partners because it actually doesn't feel good. Like it hurts, you know, it's all these little things that we just slowly become acclimated to being okay until we realize, oh man, I haven't been able to bench press in years. I haven't been able to play tennis or pickleball or going out with the guys. Like it just hurts. So whatever it is, we just normalize it. And I think so many of us, man, are just living in this like silent suffering. It's hard to watch. It's hard to see it.
I don't want to put assumptions out there, but I think it's relevant to our show. You know, a lot of what we're trying to do is like this, there's this stigma that surrounds sort of holistic health and alternative wellness on some level. I think it's gotten a ton better. Hopefully we're playing our part in that, but then there's sort of, you know, but it doesn't mean that modern medicine is terrible. We need it, you know, and what we're trying to do on this show is sort of blend those two. I would think, I don't know, that you got to see the best and the worst of both of these worlds going through with what you went through. I can't help but think, because if you were trying a lot of different things, probably the modern medicine route, and then there were these other modalities and things over here in stigma land, and these worlds didn't cross when you were going through it and are hopefully getting better now. Can you talk about the interplay of sort of your journey through those things?
Yeah, so let's categorically break this down. So Western medicine specializes in a thought technique called reductionism. So for example, Western medicine will look at the body not as a complete integrated system, but as parts. You've got a nervous system, you've got a muscular system, right? And in Western medicine, how any doctor or practitioner is trained is by first, how do you take this really complex structure and break it down? This is what this bone is called. This is what this muscle is called. This is what this lymph node is called. So it's really specific, gross anatomy teaching. And that's really helpful. If you have a problem with a specific area, you probably want somebody who really intimately understands that specific area. And because Western medicine is so brilliant, it's not the bad guy. It's actually brilliant in how it's broken the body down into parts and pieces. There is a specialist for almost every part and piece. And that can be really helpful. For a guy like me who breaks his back, I want the specialists in the lower back to help walk me through what the hell is going on with my lower back. So Western medicine is really good at breaking things down and focusing acutely on specific problems. And there is a time and a place for that. But when you look more towards holistic approaches, it looks at you as a person, what your entire experience is with your life. And this was the leap for me. Okay, so when I broke my back, I remember specifically the trauma specialist and the back specialist putting my lower back up on an x-ray board, and it looked broken. It looked destroyed. I mean, it was mangled. And I immediately subscribed to this, my back is broken, my back is the problem, therefore my back is the solution. My problem was very physical, meaning I could see the physical damage. So the world of Western medicine made perfect sense why the answer would be there, because that's the problem at which I viewed it. If you would have in that waiting room, when I'm looking at the x-ray light up, if you would have told me that this back injury was actually years in the making and my left knee was part of what caused it, if you would have told me that my emotional trauma as a child set me up for this back problem to occur, I would have, that's not real to me. It doesn't make sense. It's too far of a stretch to look at how a broken specific area has anything to do with you as a human being, right? Your past experiences, your current experiences, how you are in relationships. We're talking like the sabotaging mechanisms that show up. None of that would have made sense to me. If you would have talked back in that waiting room, how my emotions were half of why it took forever for my back to heal, I would have disregarded you completely. It was my misunderstanding of the body, and it was Western medicine's misrepresentation of the problem that set me up for not getting better for a really long time. And again, I want to be really clear here. Western medicine's great at taking apart things, but where the area of opportunity is they don't really put it back together that well. It's really just, let's take things apart really well, right? And so this is the crossroads between Western medicine and holistic healthcare. Holistic healthcare puts it all back together again. It takes a 360-degree view of what's really going on with your body outside of the back injury. How are your ankles and your knees and your hips and your shoulders? And how is the rest of your spine compensated for this problem? So Western medicine's really good at focusing in and zeroing in, and at times that's really helpful. And holistic care is really about taking a step back and looking at you as a person in general. How are you showing up to solve this problem? How are you getting in your own way? And what are the things that can be done to heal that? It took a really long time for me to dive through the depths of the emotional side of things, the kind of woo-woo, the stuff that just sounds like somebody's making it up. I had to start off with Western medicine and claw my way back to holistic healthcare to be able to see the bridge that binds these two together. It was a really long process.
Was there like a moment that flipped for you maybe in that journey across those bridges, that bridge, you know, like what was the connection point between the two? Because obviously you had to heal the back on some level, heal, I'll use loosely. I don't know if you've ever, you know, 100% heal, but that sort of implies back to original. And I don't know that that was ever even possible for you. And, you know, I don't know how close you've gotten to that, but what was sort of the ultimate bridge, like, you know, maybe modalities or whatever that might have brought those things together?
Yeah. So, you know, like most people's healing, right? It's like a gradual process of like many of those moments. I'll share the first one with you. This was like 4 or 5 years post breaking my back. I had focused on the back exclusively. Man, the amount of money with chiropractors and PTs and doctors and specialists, surgeons, all of it. Everybody was looking at my lower back. And it wasn't until a holistic practitioner who approached me in a store, because he saw me struggling to even carry a gallon of milk and put it into my cart. I mean, I was in a chronic state of disability, where he's like, he handed me a business card. He approaches me and he says, "Hey, I'd love to help you with your left leg." You know, in my mind, I'm like, this guy knows nothing of what I've been through. I don't have a left leg problem, pal. I've got a back problem.
Yeah.
I just
blind. Was like, my back's
hurting. Yeah. Hey, asshole. I broke my back. Get away from me.
Yeah, you know, here's another guy just wanting more money from me.
Right, yeah, just another leech.
Yeah.
Bullshit, right? My bullshit meter was going through the roof.
Yeah.
Long story short, throw this guy's card in the back of my car. I forget about him. I'm in the healthcare industry because I'm committed to fixing this problem myself. So I was a personal trainer at the time, completely incapable of demonstrating exercises, completely incapable of re-racking my weights. even though I feel like I had a valid excuse. There's no excuse for not re-racking your weights. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
I felt like I had that.
I hate that guy.
I was that guy for a really long time.
Yeah, you know? It's a little different reason. You're not being lazy and
I love that you couldn't, and you still hate that people don't do it.
Yeah. I'm sometimes a hypocrite, like we all are, you know.
Yeah.
And so one day I'm like trying to re-rack the weights, but I'm not really doing it. I'm kind of leaving some out, and this gym member approaches me, and you know, he was like a little passive aggressive, like, "Hey, I saw you not re-racking your weights. What's going on?" And, you know, I just deflected. I was in a very angry position. I'm like, "That's my back. I can't do it, man. Like, back off." And he hands me a card of his guy. And the guy that he handed me the card to was the same guy that approached me 6 months ago.
No way.
And I'm like, fuck. Right, now I gotta do it.
Yeah, now bro. It's like the yeah. God's the God, whoever you believe in, whatever you believe in, something's shaking at you.
Yeah.
So annoying, man. It's like those moments where you ask the universe for a sign and it's like flashing them. You're like, no, a different sign.
Give me not that one.
Yeah.
My left leg's fine, damn it.
Yeah.
Another sign, please. Another sign. So long story short, and I go see this guy. And something immediately happened in just talking with him. Again, he interrupts me mid-conversation because I'm just bitching about my back pain. And he's like, "Do you even notice that you're sitting on your left hip right now?" I was completely unaware of that. All of my weight was dumped on my left side. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. We're able to do that. However, there was so much that I was not paying attention to that this guy saw with no x-rays, no MRIs, no thorough assessments, just watching the way I was talking and sitting. I go through the session with him. He doesn't give me one back pain exercise, doesn't even really care about my story. He's focused on my left leg because it's very obvious that through the trauma, through how I healed, all the compensation, I was not using both legs the same. This entire session, he doesn't touch me. There's no adjustments. He puts me on the ground. He has me lay in this position, move my leg to this position. All these little things that I'm thinking are a huge, complete, utter waste of my time. When is the healing going to start? When are you going to like give me the stuff that makes my back feel like it's working? And it was none of that. And I remember standing up, so excited that it's done because now I just get to leave. And man, it was the first time in 5 years I stood up without searing, stabbing back. And I was confused. What the hell just happened? There's no sorcery. There's no crystals. There's no guru type stuff. And it took me a really long time to understand what happened. But he relaxed the nervous system. He calmed down the problem. Instead of fixing the problem, he just helped me reduce the asymmetrical tension. He got both of my ankles and my knees and my hips working a little bit better together. So when I stood up, I was actually using both legs a little bit more. I wasn't dumping all of my weight onto one side and causing this asymmetrical reactionary storm in my lower back of just nerve pain and signals. It was so damn simple. And none of what I did for 5 years even touched close to how good this felt at the end of my first session. And I want to be really clear, I wasn't fixed. It was like 5% better, but I had not gotten any percent better after spending tens of thousands of dollars. So here I am with this really negative experience for almost half a decade. My walls are up. Nothing's making sense. Nothing I'm doing is working. And here comes this guy with like this simple holistic approach. And it worked. It helped. And more importantly, because he didn't do anything to me, I had this light bulb go off that, oh, I can just go do this stuff my own. I don't need this guy. I just need to learn what he knows. I just need to know what he knows so I can go do this on my own. And this is what sent me down an entirely different direction. I moved away from orthopedic medical exercise, looking at specific biomechanical properties and exercise physiology, it was great that I had the academic side of things for the foundation, but what I knew was not going to help me fix what I needed to resolve. I needed to unlearn a lot of the things that I had been taught by Western medicine. I needed to move away from this reductionism model and get closer to where this guy was on the spectrum, which is the holistic model. How do we get your body and your movement patterns to work better together? No more isolation, no more targeting, no more acute treatment. Let's get me to be a better human being and to move better. And that was the bridge. It was almost making something so insanely complicated super simple. And that's where a huge change was.
I'll say this just for a personal experience. I have not had the trauma that you did, but I go to a chiropractor now, and mm-hmm. I'm 47 years old, and, you know, always had sort of probably for the last 10 years, you know, what my dad would probably categorize it as like the getting old pains. Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, just stuff. I'm 6'5". I'm a tall guy, you know, a big guy. And, yeah. You know, just your hips and, you know, joints. You get out of bed and you feel stuff or whatever. And I was just never convinced that it had to be that way. And I never had back issues ever in my life. I started going to a chiropractor and who I'd met at our space here. And he's an ex-Marine guy, could have been any kind of doctor, but actually became, you know, a chiropractic doctor. And I've been going to him for the last 3 years and did very like between stretches and adjustment and those kind of things. I have the least amount of pain since I was 15 years old. I wake up in the morning completely pain free and like nothing. And he does all those types of things. So anyway, I was already a believer from that, but then hearing your story of that connection, you know, it's just really powerful how the interconnectedness of, I don't know, cause and effect of one body part to the other, which is, I think, a lot of what we're talking about. I mean, we're going to get into some of the mental type stuff and the, you know, all that, but it's interesting. And I think Chris, I don't know if you're a regular chiro guy, or I know you get all kinds of things.
Yeah, I'm a chiro guy now. I mean, this is movement in general, right, has become much more important to me. And like you said, is it the growing pains of aging or, you know, I don't know what it is, but even today, I did 25 push-ups. I did some shoulder swings. You know, I'm just trying to get my body moving right away. I just feel like you got to loosen up, you know, and the chiro for me, the last 6 months has been a huge addition to me, like twice a week. I can definitely tell a difference in that. And even I've been to plenty of chiros, and the one I'm going to now, kind of like you said, just the way this guy operates is a little bit different. He's more tapped in, if you could say, right? Mm-hmm. Where, and even the way he explains it to me is like, hey, I'm not just readjusting your back. Like, this is going to adjust your nervous system and everything like that. And once I understood that, like, hey, man, this isn't just about fixing my lower back pain. This can increase my mood throughout the day or whatever, right? And I think of it, like you said, not isolated, as a much broader net positive. Even if, call me woo-woo, right? Even if I'm just like, you know what, my energy is moving more freely now because I just got adjusted. If that makes me walk a little lighter, whatever. But I can definitely feel, and I had a buddy this week do some body work on me, you know, that myofascial release where I've been overtraining, you know, and not recovering properly. I was kind of like we talked about before the show, volume training versus, you know, more smart training, perhaps. I was doing volume, just not because that's what I've done, but I'm not 22 years old anymore, you know? So you start to feel it. And like you said, I never realized, my chiro told me this, my left leg is an inch shorter than my right leg. I've never thought, is that, like you said, my back pain? Realizing that is part of that, right? Everything's connected, taking that much more macro approach to my body instead of this problem or this problem. I'm realizing it's all connected.
Yeah, it is. And I think the hard part too is, you know, so my online program it's all over the world. And one of the hardest demographics to help is Western medicine cultures, because we have to get over this hump of woo-woo-ness first.
Yeah.
And I understand, having gone through a traumatic experience, where I was at mentally, why somebody talking about my ability to regulate my emotions, why holistic healthcare, I wasn't like tuned into that yet. It wasn't real, because I wasn't hearing about it from somebody with a wall of doctorates. I was hearing about it from, you know, probably less credible sources.
Yeah. Sure. The dude at the music festival, you know.
Yeah. In the bathroom line at the music festival, you know, that's where
that
people
witch
are,
doctor on the corner.
He's like, bro, you just need a dude. Yeah. It's your left leg, bro. I'm telling you, your aura's off. You're like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah, they're diagnosing me, you know, just by a 30-second story. So,
talking with Vinny Crispino. Vinny, I mean, good transition point. What ultimately, and maybe even how you're doing with the Pain Academy, what makes the mind-body connection? You know, what's the switch that flips that makes that happen? I know it's probably individual. And I'm I have an issue with that, because I'm the biggest like contrarian, and like I'm the last guy that you'd think ever have this show because of how woo-woo I thought things were. And then it flipped for me, and Chris has been a big part of that. And, you know, watching him and his transformation and what his practices. But I think, you know, it that's the thing, though, connecting mind and body on some level, because they are so connected. And how do you make that happen?
I think it starts with awareness, because we can't fix a problem that we don't understand. And we don't understand a problem without awareness. So anybody who has that very large gap between their mind and body fails to see that these two things are connected. It first starts with just emotional awareness. Like, when you feel anxious, where do you feel it? Not what's making you anxious, but like, where are you experiencing that in your body? Is it that left hip that tenses up? Is it the breath that gets short and shallow? Is it both shoulders that like, where do you experience your anxiety? What about anger? When you're in a challenging work situation and your boss is telling you what to do and you can't stand to get ordered and bossed around, where do you feel that physiologically speaking? Point to the place. Name the area on your body that you're using to tense up. And that's where we start. Where do you feel emotions in the body? That's how we can begin to start to correlate and connect to this two mind-body things. It's no longer mind over matter. You cannot outthink movement problems. Trust me, I tried. I'm a great overthinker. If anybody was going to outthink his back problem, it was going to be me. You can't outthink physical problems. You can't outthink emotional problems. And that's so real for many of us. A lot of us know what we need to do to eat better. We've thought about it. We know the steps we have to do to eat better. We know the steps. I think anybody on this podcast, any human being listening to this, probably knows three things that they can do to be healthier and be better. We think it, we know it, but why don't we do it? It's the emotions that are governing physical action. That's what it's about.
Vinny, as we close out here, maybe a success story or two that you've heard from people that have maybe gone through your academy and things like that. You know, what was, beginning state, end state, you know, like, or current state. I'm sure you've heard a few.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you, I'll speak really loosely, because this is just like the character arc of so many people who come to me. Your pain is what brings you to me. Maybe it's a specific area, a back or a shoulder. And then you go through this process of first biomechanically, like, what are the exercises I need to do to feel better? And once you start to learn those and you start to have these glimpses of feeling good, because everything's working right and you're moving more fluidly, you then start to see the things in your life that cause disruption. The people in your life, the activities, the hobbies that you choose that actually move you away from your best, feeling your best. What starts off as maybe a back pain turns turns into you learning how to physically take care of your body. And once you physically learn how to take care of your body, you can then start to see other areas of your life that are in disarray, whether it's your relationships, whether it's your job, whether it's just how you're showing up. And so almost everybody goes through this transformative process of coming to me thinking they're just going to get more back pain exercises, realizing it's really the whole body that needs to be improved. And then once you start to have these windows of function and feeling better where your back doesn't hurt, you start to see the, how come every time I talk to this person, I feel that tension again, right? Because you experience the absence of it. You've normalized how you feel. And now I'm showing you this beautiful window of opportunity where you feel actually good. And you're not used to these normal emotional pains and physical pains. And that starts to then change this like filter of how you look at the world. I've seen relationships completely bloom just because people came to me with back pain, because this person is actually more capable and aware of how they are and how they're showing up in the world. The success stories are not, I was able to lift 400 pounds. I was able to run a marathon. The success story is I'm actually like living my life fully again. My quality of life, my relationships have improved. And this is, you know, this is again where we go into the woo-woo, but like the beautiful transformations are when you start to realize that your pain was a gift because you're off center, and bringing your body back into balance and harmony, that's the purpose of why your pain keeps showing up. It was waiting for you. It was waiting for you to take control of the situation. There's nothing wrong with your body. It's not broken. And I think seeing people go through this process of feeling so broken and fragile, and they're afraid to move if it's without alignment, they're afraid to exercise without a trainer, they don't feel like they've got the tools, and seeing them move back to this place of like empowerment and strength and whatever the opposite word of fragility is, like that's the transformation that happens. And it's freaking amazing every single time it happens.
I love it, Vinny. Vinny, where can everybody keep up with you and learn more about Pain Academy?
Yeah, I think the easiest place is just on my social. So at Pain Academy, that's my handle. Start there. Just take a look at the information. If woo-woo is too hard for you to grab, okay, let me just give you some exercises that you can do. Let's meet you where you're at. Let's start off with the physical exercises. And then from there, let me bridge it for you. But I think that's probably the easiest place to go.
Love it. Love your story. Appreciate your energy. And we're in alignment here. So thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, guys. Look, sometimes the greatest innovation is education. This is about empowering you to go to your highest vibe. We'll see you next time on Vibe Science.
The content discussed on this show is provided for reference and educational purposes. The content is not an attempt to practice medicine or provide specific medical advice. Always consult your personal physician for medical advice and proper diagnosis.
Thanks for listening. This is Vibe Science. To learn more or watch full episodes, visit vibescientepodcast.com. Here's to discovering your highest vibe.